Costing for sustainability and ESG reporting. Integrating the holistic environmental costing framework within India's cost audit architecture. CMA Tarun Marimganti. Abstract. Management accounting is undergoing an epistemological transformation driven by the sustainability mandate. This article examines the holistic environmental costing, HEC, framework introduced by ICMAI's guidance note, 2025, situates it within India's cost accounting standards architecture, and maps its requirements against the BRSR. Drawing on India's Vedic philosophical heritage, it argues that sustainable costing is a recovery of principles already embedded in Indian civilizational thought. It develops the true total cost equation, identifies the regulatory gap between the HEC guidance note and enforceable standards, and proposes a COP26 pathway for CMAs as the natural practitioners of impact accounting in India. Ultimately, this integration will transition corporate ESG disclosures from management assertions to verified, audit-backed realities. Keywords: holistic environmental costing, HEC, BRSR, cost accounting standards, impact accounting, Vedic sustainability, true total cost, ESG reporting. 1. The epistemological shift in management accounting. The discipline of management accounting is undergoing a transformation that is not merely technical, it is epistemological. Historically, cost statements ended at the factory gate, the consumption of unpriced natural capital and ecological degradation were externalities by definition. The BRSR, mandated by SEBI for the top 1,000 listed companies from FY 2022 to 23, is the regulatory system's first serious attempt to bring these invisible costs inside corporate disclosure. ICMAI's guidance note on environmental costing, 2025, responds with the HEC framework, but it sits in uneasy proximity to the cost accounting standards, whose scope has not yet been extended to require environmental cost ascertainment. Closing this gap is the central task facing the profession. Crucially, the roots of sustainability in India do not begin with SEBI. They are Vedic. The Pancha Mahabhutas, earth, water, fire, air, and space, establish an ontology in which human economic activity is derivative of planetary stability. What accounting theory calls planetary boundaries, the Rig Veda called RTA. The Shanti Sukta's invocation of sky, atmosphere, and earth conceptually mirrors the spatial stratification of the GHG protocol's scope 1, 2, and 3 frameworks. Both recognize that ecological harm respects no localized boundary. Sustainable costing is not an imported concept but a recovery of principles native to Indian civilizational thought. 2. The Vedic architecture of environmental accountability. 4. Vedic and Upanishad concepts constitute a coherent theory of environmental stewardship that underlies the HEC framework. RTA cosmic order as the basis for ecological limits. The Rig Veda's RTA is the principle of cosmic and moral order, the idea that natural systems operate according to laws which human action can violate but cannot escape. When a manufacturing enterprise extracts groundwater beyond the aquifer's recharge rate, it violates RTA. A cost accounting system that records no liability for this over-extraction is misrepresenting the firm's net position relative to the natural order. Rina, the doctrine of ecological debt. The Shatapatha Brahmana elaborates a fourth debt Buddha Rina owed to living creatures and the natural world, expanding beyond the classical three debts to gods, sages, and ancestors. When an enterprise depletes a shared resource base to generate private revenue, it incurs butarina, effectively borrowing from nature without recording a payable. The HEC framework's Tier 4 costs, ecosystem capital depletion, serve as the mechanism to finally bring this unrecorded ecological debt onto the balance sheet. Aparigraha non-accumulation as the circular economy principle. Aparigraha, the ethic of taking only what is strictly necessary, translates directly into the modern industrial imperative of material efficiency, circularity, and minimizing throughput. Viewed through this lens, a cost audit that tracks financial expenditure but fails to measure waste ratios, energy intensity, and water consumption per unit of output is epistemologically deficient by the standards of its own tradition. Isha Upanishad, the trusteeship doctrine and intergenerational equity. The phrase Tina Tyak Tina Bunjitha, find enjoyment through what you relinquish, not through accumulation, establishes the ultimate sustainability constraint. Value extraction must never exceed ecological regeneration. The accounting system must therefore mathematically capture the cost of regeneration, expanding our definition of cost beyond what the factory gate records. Gandhi drew his entire economic philosophy of trusteeship from this single verse. For the modern CMA, the mathematical equivalent is the true total cost equation. 3. Impact accounting and the true total cost equation. Impact accounting assigns monetary values to environmental and social externalities, its foundational claim being that conventional reporting overstates enterprise value by treating unpriced natural capital as zero cost. Drawing on ICMA's HEC Guidance Note, 2025, as primary basis, and on the US EPA's Environmental Accounting Guidelines, 1995, and IFAC's Environmental Management Accounting Guidelines, 2005, as foundational antecedents, the author proposes the following true total cost formulation. The ratio EC/TTC indicates the proportion of a firm's true economic costs externalized onto society. Applying IPCC AR6 shadow carbon pricing and replacement cost water valuation to sector-level data suggests externalized costs routinely comprise 18-35% of TTC across India's heavy manufacturing, mining, and petroleum sectors, indicative of scale, not audit-verified findings. Contingent environmental liabilities are absent from current cost audit reports by design. CA1's actuality principle excludes contingent items from the cost of production, and CA15 permits provisions only where statistically estimable from historical data. A proposed CA26 must therefore introduce a probabilistic recognition principle, a deliberate methodological departure from existing standards. Consider a cement manufacturer where $CC is Indian rupee 4000/ton. If $HC, contingent liabilities, is estimated at 200 Indian rupees, $EC, using a carbon shadow price of Indian rupee 6000/ton CO2e for 0.6 tons of emissions, adds 3,600 Indian rupees, and $SC, community health burden, is 200 Indian rupees, the $TTC becomes 8,000 Indian rupees. In this scenario, conventional accounting captures only 4,200 Indian rupees, systematically missing 47.5% of the true economic cost. Note, the 18-35% range is illustrative, derived from IPCC AR6 shadow carbon pricing, replacement cost water valuation, and avoided cost ecosystem methodology applied to sector-level data. Enterprise-level verification would require standardized cost audit data under a future environmental cost standard. BEHEC tier structure. Table 1 maps each tier with its definition, Vedic parallel, and co-linkage in a single reference structure. For emerging sectors, the case for prospective environmental costing. The more urgent case for HEC is not legacy industry but the sectors India is building now under PLI schemes, national mission targets, and digital infrastructure policy. EVs, data centers, and green hydrogen are positioned as pillars of India's sustainable growth narrative, yet their environmental cost profiles are unexamined because no cost accounting standard requires their ascertainment. Table 2 maps the externality structure of each. Note, externality intensity estimates apply shadow carbon pricing, IPCCAR6 central estimate, USD 80/120/ton CO2e, replacement cost water valuation, and avoided cost ecosystem methodology to data from IEA, 2024, Uptime Institute, 2024, and IRENA, 2023. Enterprise-level verification requires COP26 compliant cost audit data. The EV sector presents a structural paradox, marketed as green, yet its environmental cost is front-loaded into an extraction and manufacturing supply chain structurally excluded from current cost audit mandates with FAME and PLI incentives dispersed without a verified environmental cost baseline. Data centers compound this with diffuse externalities that cross jurisdictional boundaries in ways conventional cost allocation cannot handle. Green hydrogen sustainability claim is only valid if water consumption, land use, and embodied carbon of the full production system are accounted for precisely what HEC tiers 3 and 4 require. 5. India's cost audit architecture and the regulatory gap. 5.1 The structural gap in the existing standards. India's cost audit regime under Section 148 of the Companies Act 2013 and the Cost Records and Audit Rules 2014 is among the most comprehensive in the world, with the CMA as the only professional authorized to conduct these audits. Yet not one of the 25 cost accounting standards mandates environmental cost ascertainment at tiers 3 or 4. CA6, CA8, and CA14 each address adjacent territory material consumption, energy costs, pollution control expenditure but none extends to the monetization of residual externalities. The result? A world-class cost audit framework that systematically excludes the largest externality costs of production. 5.2 A framework for the new standard, COP26 on environmental and social costs. A COP26 designed on these elements would, if enacted, establish mandatory, auditable methodologies for Tier 2 and 3 costs, align cost audit reports with BRSR core disclosures, and position CMAs as the natural assurers of ESG financial data. SEBI has prescribed reasonable assurance for BRSR core KPIs from FY 2024 to 25, the quantitative environmental KPIs energy intensity, water withdrawal, GHG emissions, waste generated require exactly the cost allocation and variance analysis skills CMAs hold. This is a proposal, not a current standard. ICMAI should actively seek SEBI recognition as the designated assurance body in anticipation of the broader standard that would follow. 6. Integrating HEC with BRSR, a mapping exercise. 6 of BRSR's 9 principles have direct environmental or social cost dimensions that the HEC framework can populate with verified cost audit data. Table 4 maps these linkages. The integration matters beyond compliance. When BRSR Principle 6 disclosures are grounded in verified cost audit data rather than management assertion, the current weakness analysts widely acknowledge ESG data quality improves materially. CA-based environmental costing introduces the same rigor that cost audit already applies to production economics. 7 Practical Roadmap for CMA Practitioners. Table 5 sets out a phased sequence for CMAs advising companies subject to cost audit. 8 Conclusion, the accountant as ecological trustee. The Isha Upanishad's trusteeship ethic that humans are temporary stewards of resources they did not create is also the most accurate description of the cost accountant's professional function in a sustainable economy. No cost unrecorded, no consumption unmeasured, no liability escaped. Applied to the natural world, this is ecological trusteeship. 3 actions would accelerate institutionalization. ICMA's Cost Accounting Standards Board should formally take up CA-26 with the HEC Guidance Note, 2025, as its foundation. MCA and SEBI should jointly mandate Tier 2 environmental cost disclosure in prescribed cost audit reports pending enactment, and ICMAI should seek SEBI recognition as the designated BRSR core assurance body. The cost accountant who integrates HEC today is not waiting for a standard. They are discharging the oldest obligation in accounting, a true and fair picture of the enterprise's position, including the ecological debts carried silently on the balance sheet of the natural world. The Shanti Pathas call for mutual protection and shared flourishing between enterprise and ecosystem is the ethic of sustainability in its oldest and simplest form. The profession's task is to give it a number.